Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Marinoid with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Chris Ramsey, who, if he asks me what he's having for lunch, breakfast, tea, snack, dinner, one more time, I'm going to stab him and you'll not see him again. And the police will be round at my door and they'll go, Mrs. Ramsey, what happened to your husband? I'll say, I'm sorry, he doesn't live here anymore because I've killed him. He's under the patio. He kept asking me what he wanted, what I was going to make him to eat. Bearing in mind, I'm actually working more than him right now. I'm not a cafe. Do it yourself. You're a grown man.
Goodness me. We've started on such a nego vibe. Not even in the beefs, and this is going on.
You keep asking us what? I'm making all your meals. Make them yourself.
But no, right. First of all, I made myself a bowl of cereal earlier on.
Oh,
nothing to do with that.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Right, so that's one meal of the day done, right? Yeah, let's take today, right? That's one meal of the day done. You had nothing to do with, right? Lunch. You asked, said, are you what you're doing? You went, I'm going to make something. I went, can you knock me something as well? You went, yes, you made us something. Tonight, I'm driving at the curry place to pick the curries up. That's 2 out of 3 meals that I'm sorting myself out. If anything, today, you are a freeloader, mate.
Oh.
Freeloader.
Today is just a one-off.
Well, go on with your little, have a little, you just trot yourself down to the curry place when I come back without yours, with just mine, eh? Letting your lip gan. Unbelievable, this. Blimmin' negative vibes. Right in people's ears on a Friday morning.
Okay,
straight
sorry.
In negative
Should
vibes.
Should we do it again?
No, because I want everyone to see what I have to put up with in
I'm
this.
How unprofessional. I'm sorry.
Oh, good God.
I'm sorry, but this is a joke.
That's the special alert I've got set up for when you're too nasty to us.
Can you tell I'm not pregnant anymore? And I'm like, I need to start taking agonistics again because I'm just a mess.
Right.
I'm all over the place.
Hormones. Don't know what Agnes Castus is.
Oh, it's for your periods.
Good. So in the introduction, she's already had a massive go, threatened to physically harm us and talk about her period again. So that's class. So welcome to episode 110 of Shag Mind Annoyed.
110.
Thank you so much for continuing to listen and for continuing to write in some cracking little questions this week. I did the questions this week because she was too busy whinging about what she was making for her dinner.
110. The amount of meals that I make Chris a week.
That's that bad wish. A bloody wish.
Honestly, don't push it.
Guys, without fannying on anymore, it is time for this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor is... burning the roof of your mouth.
Like a paper cut.
Is that pizza you're going to have?
Nice. Hang on.
Oh, that looks nice. You're going to have a little bite of that, are you? You've ruined it. Burnt the roof of your mouth. Meal ruined.
Yeah, you've just broken a thought. Uh-huh. Is that what you say? I came downstairs last night.
Right.
From checking on Rafe, I think.
Right.
I'd put a pizza in for you. Yeah. Because, you know, you're incapable of doing anything yourself.
Brilliant.
I came down and you were currently in the middle of, like, burning the top of your mouth, weren't you? Like,
yeah.
Is that where this has come from?
That was actually this morning. That was today. That was with the pasta today. You came downstairs and I was going...
You did it with the pizza last night.
I'm always doing it.
Honestly.
Sorry, it's...
You're in law against yourself.
Let it never be said that I don't use the products that these sponsors are providing us with, because I am a big fan of, / absolutely fucking hate, burning the roof of your mouth. You got a little bubble there now, eh? A little blister. Oh, get a little squeeze. Oh, what's that coming out of it? Oh, that's not nice. Oh, hurts now, does it? Wait till you brush your teeth.
Ooh, have you blistered it that bad?
Oh, loads of times. Yeah, you got to push it with your tongue and a little bit of stuff comes out. Then it goes flat.
Oh, my word.
And then it's like just flappy skin. And then sometimes if you go to brush like the inside of like the back of your top teeth, and you pull it off. Goodness me.
That's disgusting.
Well, you know, it's the side effect of being a greedy pig.
I was going to say that is because you are so greedy. You can't wait for your food to cool down.
I can't.
Also, a very Italian diet. Can't help but notice.
Very stodgy. I'm very stodgy.
It's got a very Mediterranean vibe. Yeah. What you got going on there?
I did have cereal this morning and I am having an Indian tonight, so please do not be emailing in saying that I am biased towards Italian food, because I'm not. All kinds of food can be in your mouth.
You do like a French baguette as well.
I do like a French baguette. I did dip some French baguette in my pasta as well. Yes. Again, stodge. Carbs, get it in us.
How are you so thin?
Just because I'm just class.
Oh, gosh. Yeah,
sure. Do you know what it is? It's all the worrying. It's all the worrying and bloody running around after you that I do. Bloody up and down the stairs.
Right, well, we'll get to that later on. So let's get to that later on.
Let's get
to that later on. Come on, let's hold me back.
Do you know what's happening, right? Do you know what happens sometimes on this podcast where you start arguing a little bit in the intro, and then when that jingle comes on, what we do is we go away and we wrap our gloves in bandages and dip them in like glue and broken glass, like on Kickboxer, and then we get ready. That's what's happening.
Come on.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Here's the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle, jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle, jingle. So this is the jingle, jingle. We hope you like the jingle, jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back. Suck it to the stomach three more times.
Is that off a big...
Shimmy, shimmy, coco bab, shimmy, shimmy, ra. Shimmy, shimmy, coco bab, shimmy, shimmy, ra. I met a girlfriend, a Trisky. She said a Trisky, a Frisky. Ice cream soda with vanilla on the top. Ooh, Shelly, man, walking down the street 10 times a week. I made it, I said it, I saw my mum's credit. I'm cool, I'm hot. Suck it to the stomach three more times. Do you know what? I can't remember basic life things.
Yeah.
But I know that off by heart.
Yeah.
That's worrying, isn't
it? You know it off by heart, right? Okay, if you know it off by heart, let's just go back a bit. So, shimmy, shimmy, coke pot, shimmy, shimmy, ra, shimmy, shimmy, coke pot, shimmy, shimmy, ra. Say the words now as they are, not just the noise of what you think they are.
Met a girlfriend, a Trisky. She
what's a Trisky?
Said a Trisky, Trisky, a biscuit.
Nah, ice cream. You're making words up. Bullshit. You're doing
top.
It again.
Ooh, Shelly man, walking down the street 10 times a week. I met it, I said it,
yeah,
I stole
you know
me mama's credit.
Yeah, you know, you know that bit.
Cool,
you know that bit.
I'm hot.
Yeah, 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 you know that bit. It's the first bit that you just made noises that sounded a bit like words and went dead fast and thought I wouldn't notice. It's leper quassing all over again, right? You're a fucking disgrace. Right?
Anyway,
honestly.
That was from the movie Big.
Yes.
For all you young hot chicks and dudettes who don't know what the film
Sorry?
Big is.
Chicks and dudettes are, they're both female. A chick and a dudette is both female, so there you go.
Is it?
A dudette. If you're just saying chicks and dudettes.
Oh, right, okay.
Did you mean chicks and dudettes?
Listen, I don't want to say that I'm more biased to one sex than the other, but I am,
because
girl power. Great. And fuck you.
Can you remember last night when we were on the sofa and I lay on your knee and I gave you a little cuddle and you just looked at us and said, are you not sick of me because I'm sick of you? Remember that? That's just popped into my head. Guys. We're just sitting watching on the little sofa in the new house, and then I put a nice telly up on the mantelpiece and everything. It's bloody lovely. A lovely little cosy room, and I just lay on our little knee and I said, love you. And she just went, are you not sick of me? Because I'm sick of you.
Well, listen, it's me one thing that I always say to friends when they're going to get married.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say, do they love you more than you love them? And if they say no, I'll go, don't do it.
Why? Because you need to be loved more than you love back.
Yes.
Right, okay.
So
Pathetic.
I am. Honestly, hand on heart, I swear, on our children's lives, I am fully sick of you.
Oh my God.
Chris.
Oh my goodness.
It's too much. Mm. It's too long. Yeah. Like, I do love you. This is not me. I don't want to split up or anything, honestly. Okay. Don't leave us, okay? Right. This isn't an invitation for you to leave.
Yeah, she's got a bit pathetic now, isn't she? You can start crying. Oh, you can start crying in case I leave you.
No,
Look at you crying because I've left you. Look at you.
Shut up. Sorry. No, I am sick. I'm sick of you. I'm sick of me. I'm sick of our children. I'm sick of everybody.
Yeah.
I'm sick of this whole thing. Just
the clocks went forward the other day,
yes,
and we didn't even notice.
No,
that because there's nothing to do. There's still nowhere to go. There's nothing to do. I mean, as of Monday, you can do sport outside or something fucking pointless.
Oh, everyone's getting chuffed about being able to meet another family outside, and I'm like, oh, thank you. Thank you for letting us meet outside, Boris. Oh, thank you so much. I'm so grateful.
Hey,
you could have already
met another family if it was all exercising, apparently, wasn't it? There's all kinds of that.
If it's through work,
Yeah.
And it's an actual scheduled event.
15 blokes we had moving our boxes in here, by the way. Honestly. 15 fucking blokes moving boxes, touching all my gear. They packed me bloody underpants, they did. The lot.
Oh, they'll be riddled. Yeah. Yeah, so...
My mates kind of come round and look at the new house, but they've all been in.
I know.
Made them cups of tea, the lot. Kissed like five of them. They're all nice
I've
guys.
I've seen that.
They're all nice guys.
Quite,
why not?
Quite erotic, if I'm honest.
You know, four of them filmed it. I kissed the other three or five. Yeah. What were you doing?
So anyway, yeah, so rules there. Things are being relaxed. People are getting
to
buzzing.
To be fair, in the positive, positivity, let's try and stay positive.
Right, okay.
Another little bit of the roadmap has been achieved without anything being changed yet. So let's just, you know, let's just focus on the fact that it's hopefully going to, you know, hopefully going to keep going in the right way around, and there we go.
Yeah.
We'll be, yeah. So there. I'm just trying. It's not working, is it?
No, no, Chris, I'm sorry.
I'm talking
I can't
to a
even...
wall. No. I'm talking to a wall.
I can't get excited about going to meet my friends outside.
Yeah,
because
it's not warm enough yet.
I've been doing that the whole time. So have I been breaking the rules?
I think so. But were you walking with one friend?
Two at one, or one time there was two. There was three of us. Is that allowed?
Oh, God. Oh, that's it.
I don't even know what's allowed anymore.
Hello, please.
One of them touched me car keys.
Hello, please. I'm living with a criminal. One of them touched me car keys. Fucking bloke at the school this morning, I dropped Robin off. Bloke I know had his head fully in me car, looking at me car. I was like, mate, just got. He was like, oh, that flash car, this head straight in. Couldn't close my window for his head being in the car.
I think he must have heard about you kissing all them removal men.
Well, you know, you've got to work for it. You can't just stick your head in your car for one. You've got to help us move some sofas.
Yeah, exactly.
But so, we didn't notice that. So I was going to say, we didn't. It was like, I think it was 4 o'clock. And I was in the living room, and I looked at the wall. I looked at the clock on the wall, and I went, that's weird. That clock stopped exactly an hour ago. And then I looked at my phone, and I went, oh, no, the clock's went forward. I didn't even fucking realise
I
had to change it.
We got really excited because our children slept in.
Yeah.
7:30, 7:20, and I was like, what? This never, Chris, they're both asleep, and it's 7:30. It was actually 6:30. So that
we were buzzing.
Yeah, but wait, how long have we? I don't know whether we've talked about this before, because every time the clocks go back or forward, I live for about 2 weeks still in there. Well, it's actually only.
It's actually,
you know,
infuriating. Yeah. You do it for days and
when
days
you meant
and
to stop.
Days and days. Straight away, get over it immediately. Get over it that day.
Right, okay.
But for days and days, you're like, well, it's not going to... But it's he's going to bed up, but it's really 8 o'clock, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, based on, like, last fucking Saturday. But
I know, but it just freaks us out because Robin's bedtime, you like, if you take him up to the bath and it's 6:30, I'm like, but it's only 5:30. You'll know.
Well, it took me ages to go to sleep last night, to be fair.
Well, there you go.
And I was like, I haven't told you this. I was lying next to him, and like, because just with it being a new house and stuff, I like to sort of lie and wait till he's asleep before I leave his room. I like to let him sort of nod off, and it's nice, and you know, he's not going to be my baby forever. So I was lying there next to him, and I sit on my phone. I read him a couple of stories, and then I'll just sit on my phone, and I thought, oh, he's asleep. And I just got like a two taps on my chest.
Right.
And I like looked at him, and he went, turn your phone brightness down.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
I swear to God. And I went, oh, sorry, son. I went, I'll sit on the floor. And he went, right. And I just sat on the floor.
That's unbelievable.
Proper double little tap, little passive aggressive, like, doom, doom, in the middle of my chest. Turn your phone brightness down, Dad.
Wow. What a dick.
Little bugger.
To counteract his dickness, there's a swing in our new garden.
Yeah.
And we were outside yesterday. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello. Now, sorry to interrupt you there, Rosie. That was a lovely story that you were telling about Robin on the swing.
Yes.
But unfortunately, we're never going to hear the end of that story because Christopher deleted the recording.
Don't know if I deleted it. Don't even know what happened.
You stopped the recording.
Don't even know if I stopped it. Something
happened with the recording.
We sat yesterday, guys, and did an hour and a half of, may I say, electrifying banter. I finished the podcast. We finished doing it, and I went to do the record the little outro.
Yep.
And then I went to export the file, and it exported really quickly from the thing that I don't know how to use. I was like, "That was quick." It's only 6 fucking minutes. That's why. So.
But 6 minutes of electric banter,
electric banter.
Obviously. So we didn't want to lose it, so we wanted to keep it.
We kept the passive aggressive outro intro.
Yeah, obviously, because
although we kept saying passive aggressive, I've just listened to it again. It's just aggressive.
But it's not even passive.
No, I mean, I think the fourth word you say is that you're going to stab us. So it's actually just aggression. There's no passive.
Just how I feel. 24 hours later, still feel the same. Not going to lie.
Already, we were at that level yesterday when recording it of being angry with each other. Yesterday afternoon when we realised I'd fucked it up. Hands up, I fucked it up. I don't know how I fucked it up, but I did fuck it up. It was all my fault.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday afternoon was interesting, wasn't it?
It Yeah. I was going to have a day off today.
Yeah, no, not anymore.
Not anymore.
No, now.
But you know what?
Again.
I believe that these things are sent to try us.
Well, to be fair, yeah, and you said, you went, this is disgraceful, we need to sort this system out, this is a joke. And I was like, Rosie, this is only the first time it's happened in 110 episodes. And you went, ah, oh, fair enough.
Fair enough. And we're doing it again today, and it's going to be lovely. But should we... We can't reuse any of the questions.
So I have got a couple...
Some of them are really good.
So you've... And we've left all this in, guys, because we know you like to sometimes see behind the curtain. So that first 6 minutes up until Rosie talking about going outside on the swing, which was fucking crap anyway, to be fair.
Shit story. Honestly, it doesn't even go anywhere. It was just Robin being quite kind, and that you didn't want to hear about that.
No one wants to hear about how nice your kids are. They only want to hear about when they're little shit. Exactly, we've got plenty of that.
Called me mum an idiot last night, so there you go.
Called me an idiot this morning.
Great.
When I turned YouTube off.
Word. Yeah.
Cracking. I'll have to high-five your mum later on.
Get
idiots
in.
Together. So basically, that first 6 minutes was what we had. And then I did the questions yesterday. Mm-hmm. I've got a couple that I really do feel need to be read out to the people.
I feel like the people need to know.
There was two of them, two in particular, mm-hmm. that I feel like people mm-hmm. need to hear. So we'll either do them today or we'll do them again in another week's time when you forgot about them. We'll see what happens. But you've got some questions now.
I have.
We are going to crack on. And can I just say, update, after listening back to that intro there and the little first bit, I did go and get the curry last night because we have moved houses.
Yes.
And I was thinking very importantly about this, right? We went and got the curry. We love a curry. We were very, very worried about being in a new place with curry, to the point of where my last place that I got curry from, I actually said to the guy, you know, when I move, can I just come through every month with a big pot and can you fill it up?
I heard the conversation on the phone. Chris was planning on taking a massive big pan and just getting him to fill it. And what were you going to do with it? Where were you going to store it?
Tummy?
No, but you genuinely wanted to fill a fully blown, massive...
Yeah, like a big pressure cooker pan, like a cauldron.
Like a professional kitchen pan with curry from the curry house.
Yeah.
Where were you going to keep it?
Don't know.
You going to freeze it?
Maybe I was going to portion it up, get some of the trays. I was going to buy some of the trays off him maybe and mm-hmm, portion it up and mm-hmm. freeze it. Or just put it in the fridge and just have like... Go once a month and get a big pan and then have a week of curry eaten.
Yeah.
And then go again 3 weeks later.
But we tried out the local curry house.
It was incredible.
Oh, hey.
And what I realised was last night as well, not going to say where it is because, you know, but also what I realised last night was there is two stages to if a curry's good or not.
Right.
I ate it. I tasted it. I went, this is absolutely beautiful. I finished it. I went, this is fantastic. Then you play the waiting game.
The next day.
I'm talking with Mexican food, with any spicy kind of food, you know, it's the waiting game.
And how have you been?
Fantastic.
Ah, see.
Really?
But bearable.
Right.
And actually, I'm quite grateful of it.
Okay, a little flush.
I've just sorted it right out, if I'm honest.
Very good.
It's not painful. It's not, I don't have to run, but it's happened a few times.
Okay, so, I got you. Yeah, got you. I did have to wait a few minutes walking into the school to let some farts out before.
There
is that. But you know, it comes with the territory.
It does. My thing is, if the world was, you know, not utter shit right now, and I was going out tonight, I'd be quite grateful three poos I've had a day.
Three? Oh, God. Right, that's not great.
I'd be grateful because my dress would probably look a little bit more flattering.
Not white, though, just in case. Now... I got me thinking about a story, right? Did I ever tell you about when we were on tour, me and Carl and obviously the two tour managers were on tour?
Here we are.
Can we
tell everyone about Carl and Sophie? Does the world know?
Yes, he's announced it, yeah. Oh. Carl Hutchinson's going to have a baby.
Yay!
Yay! Congratulations, Carl and Sophie.
Yay!
Yes, we love you very much, very excited. Because Carl's so good with Robin.
Yeah,
so
they're going to be great.
Yeah, they're going
to
be
amazing. Just thought the podcast world needed to know
about
you know, Carl.
That's so
he's
nice.
He's going to be a dad.
I'm so happy for him. But now back,
Sophie's going
to
be.
Now back to a story about him being a bit of a dick.
Oh, great. Well, okay, let's counteract it. And let's save this for when his child is older.
Got you. Did I ever tell you about, we're in Bristol and we're on tour and we phoned a curry place, right?
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, we phoned one and said, and we looked on the website and it said they were open till 10:30, but it was 10 o'clock and we said, are you open still?
Mm-hmm.
And he went, how many is the table for? And we said, 4. And he went, no. And we were like, okay.
Well, I get that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm not. Yeah. Would you want to stay open for 4 people?
Set 10:30 on your website. Set 10:30 on your website.
I'm Chris. When you're a business owner, business.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Do what you want.
Yeah.
Well, we did what we want. So, Carl's thing is, and we do this quite regularly now to all kinds of places, phone them back up, put a different accent on, ask them if they're going to stay open for a table of 15. They say yes. You never turn up. It's great.
Shut up.
Yeah, it's amazing.
You didn't do that. That is...
And we've done it another time where we went in and we went, the others are on their way, and we sat on a massive fucking table of 10 and went, oh, they're not coming, and started eating.
I'm not okay with that.
It's great.
That's horrible.
Yeah, we're arseholes on tour. That's... We are arseholes. You came for breakfast with us once. You hated it. You were
worst experience of my life.
Yeah, yeah.
And genuinely, when you go on tour, when you go on tour next time,
yeah,
I'll not be sitting with you.
Yeah, no.
It was horrible. You complained about everything, and even lovely bloody Reese and Paul.
Yeah,
chipped in. Yeah, two of the loveliest blokes in the world.
Me and Carl bring them down to our level. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We bring them down to our level.
Bastards.
Big time.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible bastards.
When you go, can I have crispy bacon? And it comes, it's not crispy. You got to send it back. And you go, and then they bring it again. There goes that. And you go, are you actually unaware of what the word crispy means? Please. This is 50 days I've been in your hotels. Please. God damn you. Anyway, we went to the...
Arseholes.
We're not total arseholes, but I'm aware that we're arseholes.
Yeah.
We went to another curry place, right?
Right?
And I'll never forget this. We all sat down. He stayed open. He was great. We're like, oh, thank you so much. The other place wasn't going to open. He was like, yeah, come on in, sit down.
Mm.
And it was so weird because he came over and he made a point of going, listen, that other place, right? They use chili powder and curry powder. Mm. I don't. I use fresh chilies, mm-hmm. right? And we're just about to eat. And the guy was like, and listen, right? Chili powder, curry powder. You'll get the shits next morning. You will not get the shits with my curries. You will not. And he went on.
Was
and
that
on.
Part of his selling
it was
technique?
So fucking weird.
Right.
It was just so weird for him to just go on about how you won't. He was like, you have the hottest curry here. You won't get the shits. You won't get the shits. It was really bizarre.
You don't want
to
be hearing that just point, before you're going
to
eat.
To the point of where he's putting off a meal. I was right. like, do you say this to everyone and just talk about shits when they're just about to eat some food? You absolute maniac. The next morning, we all got to the hotel breakfast. We right. sat there and I went, did you? And they went, yes, we all had the shit. Oh. Everyone of us had the worst experience ever. And I don't know if that was his thing. I don't know if he's like, oh, I'll stay open for you, but, you know, you rang for that table for 15 last time. I know it was yous.
Right.
Here's some, I don't know what it was, but yeah.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
Honestly.
It was the worst.
Bravo, sir.
Bravo. It was the worst. But it was to the point where he'd talked about not having the shit so much that I just couldn't believe it was happening. I literally sat in the toilet out loud on my own in the hotel going, hey, said this wouldn't happen. Sweating. Hey! Fucking awful.
Oh, gosh.
Awful.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Big announcement, Chris.
Massive.
Massive, massive, massive. Obviously, huge. We are going on tour. We were meant to be going on tour last year,
yeah.
but that never happened. But the dates have been rescheduled.
For the second time.
we're very looking forward to seeing you all there. If you want to check out the dates, they are on our socials. They are also on shagmarriedannoyed.com.
They're on the website there now, guys. It will be taking place in the autumn. The specific dates are all on the website. And we'll see you there!
Yeah, honestly, I dream about it.
I cannot wait.
I cannot wait!
It's going to be incredible. See you there, guys.
See you there, and thank you for your patience.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
So, yeah, so welcome back to episode 110. Take two. Rosie said that through gritted teeth. Are you angry at us?
No, weirdly, I'm not. Obviously, it's irritating,
yeah.
but at the same time, it was a mistake. You were more angry at yourself, but you are...
I was fuming. I had to go and sit and look at the sheep for a bit.
You can't deal with them... You, what's the word? You don't know how to...
have coping mechanisms.
Yeah, that's exactly.
No,
yeah.
I was just storming around.
You are
house.
Terrible in a crisis.
Yeah.
You have no coping mechanisms yeah. at all. So you were actually getting more annoyed. Whereas I was going, Chris, it's all right. We'll do yeah. it again. Don't let it ruin your day. And you were... and that got me more annoyed.
Wow, really? So me getting more annoyed got you more annoyed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I went outside. I looked at the sheep in the field over the road for a bit, and then I played on the trampoline for a little while, and I felt better.
Good.
Like a child, like mm-hmm. a 10-year-old. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So there we go. That's how I cope.
Great.
See, everyone out there with coping mechanisms, bad coping mechanisms, I can't even speak. All you need is a trampoline. Get yourself a trampoline. Sorted. So we did the beefs yesterday.
Yes.
Didn't we?
Mm-hmm, we did.
Right, we're shaking your head at. Starting on us.
You know, I was shaking my head at the fact that you're talking about trampolines and that's what made you better.
Right.
The fact that you don't have coping mechanisms is yeah. a really big thing in our marriage.
Right. But vocalise it. Don't shake your head while we're doing a podcast. I didn't know what was happening there.
Sorry.
What the hell's the matter with you? It's an audio medium. You can't shake your head at us. I was like, what have I done?
Thought I called right, you, so what do I have to do?
Thought I called you by my ex-girlfriend's name again. Right. I...
Weird.
Never done that.
Neither do I.
So we did beefs yesterday, but we're gonna pick new beefs because we did have a go at each other for them beefs.
I'll happily regurgitate mine because I'm still
your beef, will you?
Pissed off with it.
All right then, I know what my beef is.
Right, have you got a fresh one?
I've got a fresh one as well. Yeah.
Tartar.
Yeah, a fresh one. Tartar?
Straight from the field.
Right, okay.
Beef tartar, it's raw.
Come on.
For God's sake, that was good.
Was it?
Oh.
Raw, not fresh, raw.
Right, raw.
Right.
Bringing it back to the street. Just fucking, would you just carry on, for the love of God?
Oh, hey, I wish yesterday's file was still here.
Oh, so do I.
Dog shit.
Right, what's your beef?
My beef with you, my new beef, because I had two and I'm picking the other one and I'll revisit the other one. Don't think you've got away with it, right? Because I'm still pissed off about that.
Brilliant.
My beef with you is you cannot eat anything without spilling it down yourself. And the problem is, I see it coming a mile away and I don't say anything because you always tell us I'm like interfering and I'm a busybody and you just spill stuff on yourself. And it's, do you know what? It's grotesque to look at and I'm sick of it. Sick of it. The other day you got a little bit of white bread and you got some prawn, it was like prawn mayonnaise.
Ready-made prawn mayonnaise.
And you spooned it into this bit of bread and you folded it and I was like, that is going to go everywhere. And you'd bit it like you'd never eaten a sandwich before. And you just held it up and just went, honk, and it just went all over you and all over the floor.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like, have you ever lived? It was horrendous.
I thought you enjoyed that I ate like Henry the VIII.
It's disgusting. It's genuinely disgusting and I'm sick of it. It's just constantly, you can't do anything without spilling stuff on yourself.
I know.
It's embarrassing.
It's my default.
That's the only good thing about lockdown. I'm glad we're not out eating anywhere because I don't have to walk around with you with your fucking dinner medals all over you.
And I love that saying, dinner medals.
Dinner medals is great.
Well, I genuinely, if we're going out for a meal with my friends, I can't wear white.
Yeah. You can't wear white anyway.
Have we ever mentioned that? Oh, I miss her so much. My best friend, Steph.
Right.
Wears a napkin as a bib.
Yeah, oh, she tucks it in, doesn't she? Yeah. Brilliant.
Grown woman, two children, married, a teacher.
Yeah.
A primary school teacher.
Tucks it in like Tom and Jerry.
Tucks her napkin in to her top. And it's the worst thing I've ever seen. And she's done it since we've been 14-year-old. And I got, and like, she still does it.
Well,
and I'm we went to House of Tides and she did it.
Jesus.
House of Tides, Michelin starred restaurant. And she took that fucking napkin.
Well, I remember all brides get like a bib thing for their wedding. Hers, she looked like she was going to just nip off an emulsion a fucking wall. She had like, it was like an overall. It was massive. It had sleeves. I think so, if I remember rightly.
Oh my gosh, honestly. But I love that about her. I really do love her. Have I ever told you about a bag that she used to wear?
No.
Oh my
she
word.
She used to wear a bag? What do you mean?
So, when you start going out, when you start kind of going to pubs and clubs and stuff, we'd all have like handbags and that.
Right.
Steph used to wear a Nike drawstring bag to the club, right?
So instead of a bag, like
instead of a handbag,
a clutch bag or a purse,
she'd wear a Nike drawstring PE bag, right?
Wow.
And
like
then,
a plimsoll bag? A
plimsoll bag, yeah. So the story goes, that went a bit minging and mouldy, right? Because she had it for so long.
Great.
So we were like, Steph, it's time to get rid of this. She was like, I know it's minging. We were laughing, going, gosh, what we're going to do? You're never going to have it again. And we're all laughing. Went out again. She just bought the same one. Again. A new version. And I was like, please, you're in your 20s. Can you not wear your PE bag when we go out?
Do you know what I thought you were going to say? I thought you were going to say she went to the Apple shop and got one of the ones from the Apple shop.
The free ones. I probably would. Oh, thankfully, she doesn't wear that anymore now. But
I went away for
someone's
stag do and someone had one of them once.
Mm.
I went away for a weekend. We went to get this for a stag do location. You ready?
Ready?
Hull.
Oh!
We went to Hull for a weekend.
Hull?
It was actually a really good night, to be fair. A gig there. Every tour I do Hull.
Is
I love
that
Hull.
How they
love Hull. Bloody
Hull.
Love Hull.
Oh, Lord, I love it.
So, yeah, we went and someone took, one of the lads literally had, for two nights, or was it one night? I can't remember, but he literally had a PE, drawstring PE bag. And
I was like,
take
it on his night out.
What are you doing? No, he just had that, like he turned up at the hotel with just that. And I was like, what the, how? How?
Here's something.
Yeah.
I don't understand how men get through life without a handbag.
Right. Pockets.
Oh, I hate it.
Right.
Oh, nothing more off-putting to a lady than a man where you can just see their phone and their wallet and everything really? In their pocket. It's
That's
gross.
That's interesting. Why is it gross?
Just, I don't like it.
Right.
Don't like it. It freaks us out.
Okay, yeah.
Well, especially because tight pants are getting more fashionable now. And right. I'm like, well, I can see your cock, for one, which is
well, rank. That's good. That's good. Everyone
no,
wants
I don't want to see. No, they don't. Women do not want to see brogues cocks in their pants.
Can they see? You can see.
So, am I when, gay?
When was the last time you saw a cock? In a pants.
You
when?
Can. You can see them.
Really?
You can see for
like
tight ones.
Bulge, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good grief.
And then you can see a phone and a wallet
yeah.
and all of that, and it right. just looks weird.
Okay. What can I counteract that with? I don't like the fact that sometimes I'll go, Rosie, I'm taking your car. Where's your car keys? And you go, it's in my handbag, and I open it, and there could be, you name it, there's anything in there. I mean, there's masks in there now. There's chewing gum. There's half-sucked Werther's Originals. Mm. There's sweeteners. There's just all kinds of absolute shit mm-hmm. in the bag. Mm-hmm. I feel like you could streamline it. If you had pockets and you didn't have as much choice to just throw loads of shit in your bag, I feel like you could streamline it and take less things
yeah,
out.
There is far too much stuff in my bag, but then I'm just always ready.
For what?
For some sort of emergency.
What kind of emergency needs a half-sucked Werther's Original?
There could be an old person on the street who needs revived back to life. A diabetic old person.
It's just a dick. What's wrong with him? His mouth's really dry and flavourless.
Yeah, I love you. Where's that Werther's Original?
His mouth's really dry and flavourless, but it specifically can't be a brand new Werther's because we can't open his mouth far enough. We need it to be partially sucked.
Slim.
Stand back! Stand back! Where's me bag?
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Babadoo, 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 ba. I haven't done my beef.
Oh, what's a beef?
I'm going to regurgitate the one that I did yesterday.
Oh, we use material.
So hang on a minute.
Oh, God. hopefully, getting to hear it again, I might think of a better comeback, but I don't think I did. I think I had to lie on my back and let you scratch my belly for this one. I think I had to give in.
So my beef with you this week is we have moved into our new home.
Yeah.
Still currently living out of boxes.
Yes, indeed.
Clothes are all in boxes because we just haven't had a chance. We've been so busy. Mm-hmm. Tell me the only room that is fully functional and ready and being used right now currently. Tell me after three.
Yeah.
One. Two, three.
Me office.
Yeah.
So.
Chris got his office fully functional, ready. Peloton's up. He's been on it. He's got he bought a brand new telly, which he got delivered to the house, and he's put that up.
Did it have to fit in the cupboard, the unit?
So Chris's office is fully ready. Nowhere else is.
Yeah.
Nowhere else.
Your kitchen.
My kitchen.
Yeah.
That's nice. That's good to know.
I'm joking. Don't email in. I'm joking. Kitchen's quite good.
The kitchen was fully ready anyway. That's why we bought the house.
Right, okay.
But no other room is done. Right. There's no pictures on the walls.
Yeah.
Nothing's ready. And but your office is. So I'm glad. Right. I'm really, really glad.
Well,
you selfish little wanker.
You used that office this morning for a Zoom.
Because it's the only room that is fully ready.
And you're welcome.
Oh, you're a dick. Do you realise how awful that is that you've just got that one room ready?
I need my own space. Garage is next. Then shed.
Don't you dare get that garage done before everything else in this house. Shed. That's last.
Shed first. Shed.
Chris, don't. Then, oh. I'm being serious. Right, don't.
Ensuite's done. No, it's not. There's still stuff.
Still loads of stuff to do.
Oh, the bathroom. Bathroom done.
Still needs a mirror. There's no mirror above the sink.
Ah, well, why are you so vain, man? Why are you always looking at your face? go in the office and turn the camera on my computer. Have a little look there. Oh, no, do I take that back? Because you'll be fucking brushing your teeth at me, Mark. I'm not having that.
Oh, yeah, well. Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
From the public, public.
Public. So, yes, here we go. You're going to do the questions this time, Rosie.
I am, because I don't... is it still recording? Let's check.
I do have to keep checking my computer. Yeah, it looks like... Oh, my God.
Don't you fucking do it.
Rosie, it's recorded in Spanish.
What?
Nah, can't, it's not a thing.
Is it recorded?
Yeah, it's recording. Yeah, it's recording.
Promise?
Yeah, it looks like it is. The thing.
Don't touch any... Oh, Jesus.
The thing's moving.
Do you know what? I'm going to actually just turn on... I'm going to turn on my voice notes recorder.
Well, that'll be shit.
Well, I don't care. We haven't got time to do this again.
Right.
You're messing it all up.
I'm not.
Do you know what actually, do you know what pisses me off about this?
What?
You're like, oh, I don't really know how to use this. Learn. Watch a YouTube video.
Oh, they're fucking giving you a life story on YouTube, man. I'm sick of it. I tried to watch some guy yesterday on YouTube saying how you can get your files back. He was fucking house DJ. He was like, oh, so you've laid down a track and you've done this and you've got your beat. And I was like, this isn't what I'm doing.
Well, mind, it was funny yesterday. And I know people are just trying to be helpful and I'm going to sound like an utter dick. And I don't, well, fuck it, I don't care. So I put on yesterday that you delete the files. People were like, have you checked the bin? The trash bin on the computer. Oh, I was like, yes, that was, it's not. Like, that's not.
I spoke to my mom. And I went, I've deleted the things. And she went, can you not? I went, don't. I went, don't say any more words. Because me and Rosie have been back and forth with this. I spoke to my producer.
Hang on.
If my mom, my 60-odd-year-old mom, can randomly come up. No, there's no way earth.
Is this the same mom
who
told us she needed a laptop because she couldn't book a holiday on the iPad?
Yes.
Wouldn't let her.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
Not how it works, Anne.
Yeah. The iPad doesn't let you book holidays, apparently.
You
can't book
stuck
it.
To that, I think.
Question one, do you have an iPad? Yes, can't travel. Travel ban on iPads.
Yeah.
Lunatic. Lunatic. Guys, if you want to get in touch at shagmarinoid@gmail.com, please keep sending your wonderful, insightful, terrifying, incredible, ridiculous, brilliant and brutal stories in. We absolutely love hearing them. They've kept me going. They really have kept me going. And I might pull a few from the old archives of yesterday's deleted thing later on. But first, let's... Rosie, just...
There was some good questions yesterday.
There was some really good
just
stories.
Just really interesting. Yeah. More... Less questions, rather good stories. But we'll see how we get on today. Great. I've got some new stuff. There's shitloads in them.
It's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. Yeah. Email. You know what it was as well? Can I just say? Mm. It was technically your fault that yesterday's got deleted because...
Are you...
Because I've got to switch screens to look at the questions, you see. So when I'm switching to read the thing, right?
Why does that... It had nothing to do with me.
Well, you didn't get the questions. I had to get them. So I had to switch screens and that's probably what happened there. So, do you know what I mean? The angry face. Ooh, you're slamming a Coke
crush
down.
This Diet Coke. Diet Coke.
Sorry.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
You'll find out. I'm not a fat pig.
All right, good. Yeah, that's so you can have a couple Easter eggs a day then, that Diet
yes.
Coke.
Yes.
Yeah, it takes the edge off that, does it?
Right, okay. I'm going to start with this one. And it involves... I'm not even going to tell you, but I thought it was funny.
Come on.
But it's a bit rude. Hey, Chris and Rosie.
Hi.
I have a poo story.
Great.
For you.
Wonderful.
Glad. Oh, I should have done the jingle. We haven't done Let's Talk
Look,
About
I don't
shit.
Want to add any other kind of stuff to this. I'm frightened. You've already got your voice note recording. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, I can't go up. Well, let's talk about shit, baby. Let's talk about poo and wee. Let's talk about all the good shits, all the bad shits that have been. Let's talk about shit. Let's talk about shit.
With a little bit of shit.
Let's talk about shit. Shag married and shit. Yes, here we go. I have a poo story.
I do like that you can just knock a jingle out on the regs. Very good.
Thank you very much.
Very good.
Glad it's not personally mine, but found it a bit of a giggle, so thought I would share.
Let's do it.
My husband and I have a small business that we have owned for 16 years, and over that time, I have had people call in sick with all manner of excuses, but this one takes the cake.
Ooh.
The phone call came around 6:30 a.m. as we were lying in bed contemplating getting up. As my husband looked to see who was calling, he rolled his eyes as this particular person was an absolute shocker for ringing in.
Oh, so they did it all the time?
Yeah.
Got you.
It was very rare to get a week where he didn't have a day off sick.
Oh, wow, that's really bad.
Sack his ass.
Holy heavens.
Once my husband hung up the phone, I was intrigued to hear what the excuse was going to be this time. But my husband couldn't speak as he was laughing so hard.
Excellent.
Apparently, the poor bugger couldn't come into work because his partner was constipated.
What? What?
At this point, my husband was wondering why this wasn't something the partner couldn't deal with on her own. Whilst uncomfortable, a bit of constipation wasn't something that you would usually need assistance from your partner for.
Yeah.
It was upon questioning that he elaborated on the situation. Apparently, his partner was trying to pass a particularly stubborn stool, and instead of watching her struggle, he offered some assistance and pulled the poo out of her bum.
Shut
for her.
Up. No.
He couldn't come to work in case she needed more poop pulling assistance. Do you think that is a true story, or do you think these just reached the end of like the excuse?
I mean,
line
that is so desperate. If it's a lie, that is a couple of things. What, like, is she all right with that? If one, right? If it's true, there is no way she would be like, "Well, tell your boss the truth." You know, lies are bad.
Yeah,
there's no way she'd be up for letting him tell the boss that.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a lie, there's no way she's on board with this lie. There's no way he's gone, listen, I want the day off because me and you are going to, you know, watch the end of, I don't know, Better Call Saul or something on Netflix.
Yeah.
We're going to binge something.
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to tell him that I'm pulling shit out of your arse all day. Is that all right? Oh, yeah, that's absolutely fine. Yeah, the Christmas party, that's not going to have some funny fucking looks off you. I mean, come on.
Is that something that would happen? Yeah, probably, yeah.
So it's either 100% true, and he is so excited that he's got a genuine reason, not just some bullshit.
To stay off work.
We went and told, and he hasn't run it past her that he's got. Or it's absolute bull. Either way, it's bullshit or it's true, and she is not in on it at all because there is no. I would not fall on my sword. If you wanted a day off work, I would not fall on my sword at the level of saying, tell your boss that you're pulling shit out of me arse. No chance. No chance.
You don't love me at all, do you?
I don't care what it was for. Not a chance. Not a chance. Can you imagine that? No way.
Oh, that's hilarious. Do you know?
I mean, what delivery are you waiting in for that you've got to make that up?
It's horrific. I'd love to hear his other excuses.
Oh, wow.
Because if that's beautiful.
Wow.
I want to give everybody a little bit of advice right now.
Yeah.
Not medical. But right. Some people don't know about these things, and I feel like the world needs to know. If you're ever constipated,
okay,
you need to go to a one of the pharmacies. There's a couple of the big ones. I don't want to name them.
Right.
But, you know.
Because if you want to, if you want names, you got to pay.
Rhymes with schmutz and schnupa drug.
Jesus.
Snug. Schnupa, schnug. Anyway.
That. Checks in the post.
So, glycerin suppositories.
Yeah. Sell them in supermarkets as well.
Do they?
In some supermarkets,
absolutely wonderful things. Took one on my wedding morning.
Great.
Whoop. Emptied myself.
You might have mentioned that. Have you put it in the book?
That was in the book.
But yeah.
Emptied myself good and proper.
Yeah. Really get you ready for the wedding night when your wife's like, I had a suppository this morning. Oh, good. Eyes.
Let's get it on. Glycerin. I just think people should know about them because I didn't know about them until my mom gave us one a few years ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, Sandra? We've been keeping these little bullets all my life.
Have I not said before that when I did that time crashes for Channel 4, we had to like poo in the time period? Keith Allen did it where he wasn't bothered. He was just shitting everywhere. He wasn't bothered at all.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was holding it in for 2 days, and then when we got to our criminal hotel, I would put a suppository in. Just 2 days.
But how did you know about them?
From you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. I do like to put in the moments when I have to do it, I do like to put a glycerin suppository in and then see how long I can wait.
Because the thing is, what happens, I'm going to let everyone know. What happens is, it's a glycerin suppository, so it's like made of like sugar, water.
Oof.
Okay, so you put it in. This is what happens. So you put it in and it starts to melt and your sphincter, it starts kind of, because it's like, what is that foreign body in me bumhole? And so it like starts moving all of your stuff, which moves your insides, which helps you poo. And then
it feels amazing.
You've got to keep it in for as long as you can. It's like a little game.
It's like butterflies in your bum.
Yeah.
Best way to describe it. Butterflies in your bum. Try it.
Keep it in for as long as you can. And then even to the point where you think, I'm going to shit myself. You go, no, I can do that. 5 more seconds. Come on. Let's get everything out. And yeah. And then I did it for my first poo after I had both Rafe and Robin.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thanks for telling everyone that.
You're welcome.
So good.
The first poo after you've had a baby. Jesus.
Why?
Well, I've heard, obviously, I had C-sections. Mm. And the reason I found it so painful with a C-section is because you've obviously had major surgery and it's painful.
Oh, okay.
But apparently when you've had a vaginal birth as well, it's like, whoa, because there's been a lot going on down there.
I mean, there must be a better, one must be able to sort a better way of having babies. There must, I mean, it's both, let's be honest, right? Oh, a C-section or a vaginal birth.
Yeah.
I mean, they're both a fucking car crash on the grand scheme of things.
Brutal.
It's craziness. There must be something to do. Oh,
I don't know. I don't know. Goodness, you know, maybe our children might not have to go through that.
Just think them out.
Maybe? I don't know.
Nah, Elon Musk will sort something out, man.
Come up with something.
Tesla them out, man.
Right. Yeah. We'll see.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hiya, Rosie and Chris. Hope you're well, and I hope this story and question cheer you up a bit.
Mm.
Quick bit of backstory. I go dancing, jiving with my mum.
Love it. Already love it.
She's been doing it a lot longer than me, and I started when I was around 17. It was great fun. Anyway, when I was 18 and back from my first semester at university and full of hormones, my mum and I went to a freestyle night where you dance all night with anyone at the venue. My mum has been going a lot longer and at the time knew a lot more people than I did.
Right.
Anyway, during the evening, I got chatting to a friend of my mum's. We chatted and danced most of the night together. Why does this just not sound like an 18-year-old boy?
Oh, it's a boy?
It's a man.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, this is a bloke,
oh,
right?
I think it's nice. Not good on the flip side. You'd love it if Robert or Rafe came jiving with you. You'd be buzzing.
I absolutely would. I really would. But, yeah, no, I would. I actually would like to go jiving, to be honest.
Yeah.
So anyway, we chatted and danced most of the night together. At the end of the night, a group of us usually go to the pub for one drink before all heading home. As I was only 18 and couldn't properly handle my drink, I got tipsier than I expected. When we were all heading home, I turned to my mum and said, I'm going back with Alice, let's call her, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Wow.
She seemed a bit shocked, but just went along with it.
Wow.
Long story short, I went back to Alice's flat and banged her brains out.
Jesus, this has turned...
I know!
What the hell's happening
Chris,
here?
The whole jiving thing lulled me into a massively false sense of security.
What's really weird is they're talking about... He's talking about the night and he's going along in the night and all the night's normal. Then he gets like tipsy and it all gets a bit... And it's almost like the email... It's almost like halfway through the email he got pissed and then started this sentence.
All right,
do you know
okay.
what I mean? It's all like, I went jiving, it was lovely. I'll have a quick bottle when I'm writing this. And then, oh, fuck it, so weird.
It's very strange. So he banged her brains out.
I'm going home with Alice. Mom, I'm going home with Alice, the person we communally dance with, after my one drink, and I'm going to bang her brains out. No problem, son.
We're a rubber.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. The next day when I woke up, I realised I couldn't get home as I didn't have my wallet and my mum had driven us to the venue last night.
Good grief.
I had to call my mum to pick me up from her friend's flat and drive me home.
Oh my God, it was a friend.
It's a friend.
Alice was a mum's friend.
Yes, it's a friend.
Jesus.
This is jiving. The jiving community is rife.
Absolutely
with,
rampant, you know, these guys, aren't they? Good grief.
When she arrived, his mum, I couldn't look at her. She seemed not to want to talk about it. Funny that. Either which I was fine with.
She seemed not to want to talk. Which is your mom?
How was Alice's vagina last night, son?
It's like he gets in the car. Morning, mommy, all right? How many positions then?
Oh, what's your sound like? Come on. Come on. Ew.
Oh. People have got strange relationships with their parents.
However, though, he says here, halfway through the journey home, she gave me a piece of advice that I will always remember.
Yeah.
She said to me...
Listen, son, one bit of advice, and I'm going to tell you right now. Don't fuck where you jive. Yeah? Don't mix it. Just keep the jiving professional, sunshine. Don't be shitting where you jive. Don't be shitting when you jive. You know what I'm saying?
shake around and roll.
It's nothing throws off the rhythm of a jive like a one night stand. I tell you that right now. Me made that mistake in the past. You know what I had to do? I had to switch jive clubs. Yeah, not notice this one's 25 minutes from the house. There's one 5 minutes from the house. But I fucked someone there, didn't I, son? Yeah. I let me heart get in the way of me jiving. I'll never do that again.
Well, me heart and me feet, that's what I did.
What was the advice?
So, the advice. the advice is, don't fuck where you drive, son. No, it's not. The advice is, she said to me to always pack a toothbrush on a night out in case of a situation like this.
Nice one. Yeah.
And I'm ashamed to say I kept a travel toothbrush in my jeans in most of my nights out in the first few years of university.
And this is why men need bags on nights out.
Exactly. I rest my case. Get yourself a man bag.
Wow.
It says here, P.S., bit of goss. Her friend was 35 and I was 18 at the time.
Gee whiz.
What a slag.
Wow.
I know.
Goodness. No wonder our mum was a bit weird about it.
Mm.
Goodness. No, his mum. Wow.
And, oh, there's a question here. My question to you both is, has your mum ever given you a piece of advice that looking back now made no sense?
My mum's thing was always, you can never have too many friends.
All right. Okay.
That was her, always her thing. Have as many friends as possible, which I thought was quite good advice.
It's nice. It's a bit stressful.
Having loads of friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't keep up. I'm in a WhatsApp group, right?
Yeah.
And this is for any of the G&S crew, Gilbert and Sullivan, Operatic Society.
Yeah.
Liked a bit of driving as well.
Yeah.
Can't go back though because I have too many one in tens. No, there's a WhatsApp group and I didn't look at it for a few hours. 134 messages.
That's intense.
Chris, I have not read them. Yeah, I'm sorry, no, guys. No. You can't have too many friends.
Background reading that's crazy. That's like a fucking a university essay.
Oh, where'd you begin replying to that?
Yeah, no.
Who are you replying to? What are you saying?
Quoting back something off like 4 weeks.
Yeah,
ago.
And they'll be like, "Oh, wait, Rosie, are you kidding us? We've done that." So no, I think you can have too many friends.
I know what advice my mum gave, which I always rallied against. It was when I started stand up. It was always have something to fall back on. Because my mum knew that I wanted to be something. I don't know why. She sort of had an inkling that I was going to be some kind of entertainer or whatever. But it was like, you can do whatever you want, son, whatever you want in life, but always you get your education so you've all got something to fall back on. And I just always thought that was, wrongly, I mean, it might be really sound advice, to be fair, but I always thought it was a kind of way of preparing to fail at the thing you really wanted to do.
I agree. That's have nothing to fall back on so that you have to actually really go for what you want to do.
Is Rosie's opinion, and you shouldn't live by that if you're young, is all we're saying.
No, bullshit. Educate. I know people who've got degrees and the work, I don't know, like they've got a job.
Careful.
And fuck, I don't care. I know people who have degrees in science, right? Don't know what the science is. One of the three. I don't know, physics, chemistry, biology.
One of the three.
No, they do.
I'd be honest with you. I think it branches out a bit more when it gets a degree level.
Right,
I think
fair
there's more
enough,
than three.
But they've got a bloody, what do you do? Oh, I work in an accountant's office.
Yeah, okay, I get you.
What's your degree in?
Which
science.
We're not,
which we're not, it's got to do
which
with
we're
it.
Not saying it's a bad job, but I know what you're saying.
I'm not saying anything. A job is a job.
If you
are earning money every month, you are earning a living. I don't care what you're doing.
Yeah.
Don't education. Oh, I hate that. Yes, it's great if you are an educated person, well done you. Go and get your degree, go for it. But if you're not, then who cares? I didn't even go to college. I quit college 2 months before me AS levels.
Rosie, don't sell yourself short. You did go to college to reset your GCSEs.
That's right. The only reason. Because that's the only reason they let us in.
Listen, if you're slagging off education, I can slag off your lack of. This is just the game we're playing here.
That was a bad day in my life.
What was?
When I finished school, I got told in my GCSEs, my math teacher, I had a meeting with my mum and dad and said, look, I've had to give her ungraded. I got predicted ungraded because a fail, basically. My math teacher was like, she's going to fail just to warn you. Anyway, guess what I got?
What?
A D, right? Buzzing. I was buzzing. Yeah. My mum and dad were buzzing. They were like, we thought we were going to fail. This is great.
Imlo kids.
Anyway, whatever. So.
Hey, look at Derek, look. Rosie's put her socks on this morning herself, look. And we thought she'd be barefooted her whole life. Well done, Rosie. Well done.
Yeah. Has Kylie Minogue got good GCSEs? I doubt it.
Bit annoying because I don't know what the education system is in Australia. Great.
Anyway.
So she hasn't. That, you can actually use that because she's from Australia. I don't think they do GCSEs. It's a different education system. So you can actually use that. You can actually say Kylie Minogue hasn't got GCSEs.
Better the devil,
it's,
you
it's
know.
It's factually correct.
Amazing. I'm glad. Can I finish my story?
Yes.
So I walked into South Tyneside College.
Yeah.
Proud as punch,
yeah.
Thinking I'm going to start again, right?
Yeah.
A fresh slate. Yeah. Get me here. I'm going to do theatre studies. I want to do...
You went in with your D. I'd like to lecture in maths, please. I think you'll find this D means I own your arse. Eh? Get fucking... Oh, get Pythagoras on the phone and tell him there's a new lass in town. Eh? I'll hypotenuse you in a minute. That's right. Fucking D.
So I went up to the people to sign up for college.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want to do theatre studies, English literature, all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And they said the only way that we can let you come to this college is if you resit your GCSE maths. So I said... Okay.
Oh, man,
begrudgingly.
I didn't know this story.
Did
oh,
you not?
Sweetheart. No, I didn't.
It's the only way I got into college because I had to reset my maths GCSE. And it was horrible. It was as horrible the second time as it was the first.
I remember I used to do maths up on the top floor of, I think, G Block. And you did it, you and all the recent people did it in that pink corridor downstairs
yes.
in G Block. And I remember walking past everyone who was resitting in that corridor and it wasn't a pretty sight.
It's, it was horrible.
A lot of them had moped helmets under their arms because they had mopeds outside.
What do you mean?
Like, you know the Charva mopeds that people get when they're 16?
Yeah.
A lot of them, there was a lot of moped drivers resitting their maths GCSE.
Oh, it was sad.
A lot of black tracksuits, a lot of mopeds.
Yeah, and me.
Yeah, and then you sitting there.
And then I left.
Yeah.
Still got that D, motherfuckers. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello, Chris and Rosie.
Hi.
Thought I'd share a little story with you.
Please do.
I had been flicking through a light-hearted book about Latin for the modern life.
Sorry?
This
doesn't sound light-hearted at all.
Wonderfully, no, this is.
Right.
So they've been flicking through the light-hearted book about Latin for the modern life.
Great.
And spotted a phrase, e futuro te ipsum.
Okay.
With a translation of, have a nice day.
Okay.
Okay. I thought it would be fun to add it onto my email auto signature and work to just break the monotony and create a bit of discussion.
No, to show off. Tell the truth. You were showing off.
I love it though.
Awful. Awful.
I know people who would do this.
No, yeah.
I can think of one off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Do we have the same person?
Possibly.
But I love him. I love him so much.
Right.
But I can imagine him doing it.
Right, okay. I think I know who we're talking about.
Let's just say it after three.
One, two, three.
Aaron. Much. Ashley, his wife, listens to the podcast, and Ashley, I think you agree that Aaron would read a book about Latin and then put it on his auto signature because he's a wonderful,
absolutely one of the greatest guys I've ever met. But yeah, 100%,
100%. Oh yes, Aaron, we love you.
We love you.
Anyway, okay, so at the time, I worked for a police force, and for many months, I sent out internal and external emails, including some to the chief constable and police and crime commissioner, and occasionally people would ask about it, and I'd explain, and there would usually be a bit of banter to and fro. Happy days.
God.
Aim achieved.
Damn you boring swine.
I love it. Or so I thought.
Okay.
One day, I sent a quick email to my father-in-law, who is an intelligent bloke and had studied Latin as a boy. He replied to me saying he hoped my auto signature wasn't aimed at him. Puzzled, I replied it meant have a nice day. His response was that in his day, te ipsum meant yourself, and futuro was the vulgar term for sex. Brackets. Fuck.
Chief Constable, fuck yourself.
It seems for several months I'd been casually and accidentally, stealthily advising my colleagues and senior members of the police force and local government to go fuck yourself.
Brilliant. Well, it serves you right for trying to show off with your stupid Latin book, you massive prick. Serves you right.
Luckily, nobody had complained, as I'd certainly found myself in hot water.
Great. I've got a Geordie phrase for you. Gan fuck yourself.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello, Chris and Rosie and Robin and Rafe.
Oh.
This is a long one, but something so embarrassing for me that I couldn't help but see the funny side.
Okay.
My wife and I love your podcast and religiously listen every week. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It was lovely to hear about Rafe and to hear about your pregnancy story. We really appreciated the honesty of it. We'd been trying for our baby for more than a year, but with no luck, and finally went to the doctors for tests. In lockdown, this was particularly difficult. Mm-hmm. It had come to the day where I had to provide my sample.
Sample.
Sperm.
Oh, right. So this is the bloke.
Yes.
Right. That's just reminding me of something, by the way.
Oh, what?
When he said sample, because I had to work out what it was. Mm-hmm. There's three things. You know, if it was...
Urine.
It could be urine. It could be, you know...
Egg. Sperm.
Egg. Sperm. Feces. I don't know.
Yeah.
Right. You had to do...
These are a few of my favourite things.
You had to do a poo sample for something recently, didn't you? Some kind of poo sample.
No.
You had to do some... There was a little plastic sort of... almost like a little plastic pan. Tiny little plastic
thing. Oh, that's for wee.
The wee sample.
That's to transfer the wee that you wee out into the bottle.
Into the bottle, mm-hmm. Yeah. You left that little wee thing. I thought it was a poo thing. But you left that little wee thing in the downstairs bathroom of our old house.
I just washed it.
Yeah. Do you know the removal men packed that?
What?
Do you know that's in the... I opened a box the other day and that's in there.
No, it's not.
The removal men packed your little wee sample thinger. Do you know it was wrapped in paper? Yeah.
Where was it?
It was in the downstairs bathroom. In the downstairs bathroom box I opened the other day in the new downstairs bathroom.
Oh, no.
And they packed your piss.
This is why I wanted to have a clear out before we moved. Are you taking the mic? Someone had to touch that.
He's partly, obviously didn't know what it was. He thought it was important because he wrapped it in paper so it didn't break.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. That is so embarrassing.
So there you go. Yeah.
Oh, there was Caniston. And you saw there was all sorts in that downstairs cupboard. Them poor buggers.
Yep. Just so you know. So carry on.
Sorry, lads. It was clean. I had washed it.
Great.
Just with hand soap.
Great.
So anyway, he's had to go and provide his sample. Mm-hmm. I could either book in beforehand to provide it at the hospital, or if I could keep the sample warm for 45 minutes, I could produce it at home. I opted for the latter.
Right, okay.
It's intense, isn't it? We never think about how intense that must be.
I couldn't imagine having to go into a room in the hospital and knowing that everyone outside that room knows I'm in that room wanking.
Could you do it?
Absolutely not. No way. No way at all.
I doubt many people could.
And I'd be like, and what if I did? And it was like straight away and I was like, I better sit here for a few minutes so they think I'm not like inch quick super dick.
And think that you're not getting turned on by the hospital.
Yeah. Oh, nah. You never think of that, do you? But no.
No, I know.
Nah.
And so many people have to do it.
Yeah. Nah, I would not be able to do it. So he did it at home. So right, okay.
So he's got 45 minutes. And you've got to keep it warm. Yeah.
What are you supposed to do?
Well, do you want to?
Yeah.
Listen.
I've already thought of how I would do it, but continue.
Okay. Tell us how you would do it.
I would, is it in one of them tubes that you weigh in?
Yes.
I'd put it in a... in a coffee cup, a keep coffee cup, uh-huh, with a little bit of warm water around it, the bottle.
That is a good idea.
Yeah.
It's not what he did.
Great.
The morning we had to go to the hospital, it snowed. Not helpful when you're in a rush. I did my bit, closed the pot, helpfully marked on the top with semen analysis in red ink, and put it in my armpit to keep it warm.
Awful. Just awful. Just under his arm, like someone's dad going to the toilet with a paper.
With a paper inside of his armpit. Yeah. Just the
worst. I saw my mate in the street. Hello, Dave. I waved my semen into the drain. It went. Pillock.
Then, as we tried to drive away, the car fishtailed in the snow and we couldn't move.
Oh, my God.
My wife was driving her car. I'm not insured on it.
Great.
So I
you're just not insured, and you've also got spunk under your arm, so you're not going to be doing any 3-point turns.
Like, you know, the impulse advert where they kind of can't lift. So I got out to push. Scare the...
spunk under his arm!
I put my shoulder against the car, pushed and heard a crack, and spunk ran down the inside of my...
Well, are you going to listen?
Sorry.
Scared that moving the pot from my armpit to give it to my wife would make it unviable, I kept it there. I struggled to move the car until a helpful neighbour offered to help to push. To my horror, it was only then that the pot started to slip out of my armpit.
Oh my God.
I panicked as I imagined it falling in onto the floor and me having to explain why I was casually carrying around a pot of my own spunk.
I was just thinking if he did drop it, no one would really know what it was, but he's written in red pen.
On the top, semen analysis. Thankfully, it managed to stay put just long enough whilst we got the car moving, and I quickly jumped in, thanking the neighbour for their help.
Great.
When I got to the hospital, I went to the analysis lab to provide this and was greeted by a young man who was very clearly embarrassed about another man giving him a pot of his finest.
Of his finest.
I filled out the paperwork, and then it came to retrieving the sample pot from the warmth of my armpit. As I pulled it out, it was very clear that the lid had been dislodged.
Oh, no.
I looked on in horror and saw that there was nothing in the pot.
Oh, no way.
I tried to explain to the lab tech, but he was avoiding eye contact and just trying to get the pot and the paperwork and have this situation end.
I mean, he needs a new job.
I know. What? That's his full job. His full job is to take semen samples.
He can't do it.
He can't even do it. Like, he's... absolutely in the wrong job. What if he was just covering for someone's break?
Oh, God, yeah. He don't be just the poo. He kind of gets his head on this.
No,
yeah.
He's like, oh, deal with shit all day, but honestly, sperm, oh, makes us want to be sick. So, I handed the package over and asked where the bathroom was. Sure enough, when I looked in the mirror at my T-shirt, there was a wet stain under my arm that absolutely was not sweat.
No way, dude.
I had a cumpit. Definitely not to be confused with a crumpet. Suffice to say, I had to try and explain this to my wife whilst feeling a level of embarrassment I've never felt before.
Oh, wow.
She was wonderful and just told me we could take the test again later.
Wow.
In truth, the only way I managed to get my head around it on the drive home was to imagine you guys talking about it on the podcast.
Oh, well, there we go.
Thankfully, the story has a happy ending, and we didn't need to take another test as my wife is now pregnant.
Yes.
I never did hear back about the test results.
Oh, wow.
And it said, can we keep the names out of this, please, as it's still their first trimester and not everyone knows.
Oh, so, well, good
best
luck,
of luck, guys.
Best
and congratulations.
Luck. Wonderful.
Lovely little happy ending to a story.
Very
then.
Very good. Very good.
Cumpit.
Harry, oh, cumpit. Fantastic work. Fantastic work.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Do, 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 do. Outro of episode 110, take 2. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shag Marinoid, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
We got there in the end, it recorded, and there it is. Happy days, guys. As always, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for writing in. If you want to get in touch, it's shagmarinoid@gmail.com, and we'll be back in your ears next week. We'll love you. Bye-bye.
And can I just say, I actually had more fun this time.
Did you?
Than the last one.
It was a lot less hateful.
Yes.
But I've got a funny feeling that they would have more... I think they would have enjoyed the hateful one a bit more. But I've enjoyed this one more as
Me
well.
Me too.
There we go then. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast. And this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. Your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.